Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to our midweek tarot reading forecast. I am your host, Aluna, and I am accompanied tonight by my wise and sagacious co-host, Tarouk Vachal.
Good evening, everyone.
And I'm always excited to do the midweek reading. I get to stretch my feet out, dig into some tarot, and provide some insight. So let's go ahead and jump right in. And while I'm going to start by shuffling my deck, I just want to remind everyone that we are on Instagram and Twitter, live and popping. So go check out our page over there and follow us at Triple Chalice Tarot. And I am just going to shuffle and let us begin. So the present position is the Queen of Chalices. All right. So the Queen of Chalices being the present position, this card speaks of someone who is very empath, very strongly psychic, very strong intuitive capability. So it's I laugh because thinking of how lively we've been on Instagram, and some of you that might be listening right now, I'm sure this card resonates with many of us that read tarot cards for others, because it requires us to be that confidant, to be that nurturing support pillar for sometimes someone who comes to us seeking guidance, comes to us seeking advice, you know, seeking a solution. So this card speaks about a very feminine, nurturing energy, someone who is very alluring, but not in a lustful way, very contrast to the Queen of Wands, who is very magnetic and charming. This queen, you know, she wins over her court and she wins over her people by being a constant reminder that she is their pillar of support. She is the one that, you know, understands and truly empathizes with their problems, with their situations. So this card coming up is definitely pointing to just being a reader in general, or just having that nature of wanting to support others, wanting to be that nurturing and safe space for other people. So in the distant past, okay, the card that follows is the Wheel of Fortune, okay? And the Wheel of Fortune talks about good fortune, but I like to look deeper at this card. And to me, this card symbolizes the ever-changing seasons, the interwoven seasons and the changes and how we grow from those seasons. So thinking back to in the distant past, which is where this card positioning came up for, thinking back to the past and how much everything that you've been through has brought you to the point that you are right now, looking at the present position, which is the Queen of Chalices. So perhaps you've gone through that phase of wanting to embrace your gifts, not wanting to embrace your gifts, being in a situation that allowed you to explore, you know, your gifts, or possibly being in a situation that did not. But the wheel is constantly turning, and the wheel has brought you to this point in where you are. Also, this card talks about a greater, deeper meaning behind every experience, because this is a major arcana card, and major arcana cards deal with the bigger pictures in life, you know, the bigger messages that we learn, and sometimes things that are outside of ourselves, you know. So whether the past that you come from was full of strife and turmoil at the bottom of the wheel, or you were riding high at the top. You know, everything happened for a reason. And it's like I said, it brought you to the present position, which we see with the Queen of Chalices. So perhaps you going through whatever you went through in the past has made you more open and receptive and slightly more understanding to other people's plights, being able to be that, again, that ear and that shoulder to lean on when others need you. So the card that I'm seeing that follows the recent past foundation is the Eight of Swords, okay? And swords, not a lot of people like to see swords. All cards come with a message. And with the Eight of Swords, I'm going to give you the depiction. We have a woman who's seated. She's bound. She has her hands tied. She's also blindfolded. So she seems to be in a victim, you know, she seems to be victimized in this situation. And what's surrounding her are eight swords. And swords represent ideas, communication, logic, the things that we tell ourselves, the application of what others tell us or how others, their thoughts and their ideas shape how we live our lives and our reality. So definitely in this card, we're seeing that this woman, okay, is in this victim situation or this damsel in distress situation by the devices of her own mind, or perhaps things that other people have told her about herself that maybe aren't really 100% true, but she's allowed these swords or these words or these, you know, gestures to entrap her. Now, what's interesting to know also about this card is that her feet are not bound. So at any time, she's able to just simply get up and walk out of the situation. So what the message is behind this is, with the present position being the queen and the wheel that follows, you know, you've been very you've been very in a place of stagnation about your gifts. Perhaps you've been brought up in where tarot is thought of as taboo, as being psychic, thought of as taboo. So you've kind of been walking this tightrope of trying not to embrace your gifts and live normally, if that makes any sense. So these constructs in your mind that have bound you from really realizing your potential, it's time to let those things go, okay? It's really time to let those go. Now, in the inner emotions position, which is the card that follows, I'm seeing the Ten of Wands, okay? So, yeah, this is really some strife, that some mental strife, some really personal strife that I'm seeing here for whoever this reading is for, because the Ten of Wands, we see someone who is burdened by their situation, burdened by their circumstance. Over the course of time and all the lessons and experiences that they've learned, instead of building them up and strengthening them, it's worn them down. It's become too much. So thinking on a deeper level and a more personal level to this reading, I would say being empath in and of itself does come with its cons, and a lot of times some heavy burden of a con, because, you know, you're hypersensitive to everything. If you are a personal reader or healer or, you know, path worker for people, you know, you take on people's issues and problems when you work with them. So this card is a reminder to sometimes make space for yourself. Don't forget to work on your own personal healing. Don't forget to, you know, bring introspection back to yourself and really defining what you want to be ultimately in this life, because it is of your own choosing. And looking at the recent past, you know, all this gossip that's going on, all these other people's thoughts or process or stereotypes and ideas, it's confining you and you're letting it weigh you down. Yes, a lot of people aren't going to understand our gifts or what we're capable of doing. And yes, in this world, we are going to feel like the oddballs, you know, just the oddball out. But ultimately, it has its beauty in it as well. And it's to strengthen us. Going through all these tests, going through all these changing seasons, going through all these challenges, obstacles, just life in general, it's supposed to build you up. You're supposed to become more resilient, not burdened down by everything that you've collected. You know, this person in the card, they've collected these decks, and yet they are weighed down by them. Instead of consciously using, you know, all these wands at their disposal for a better cause, you know, they could use it to set up a proper defense. They could use it to build themselves something, you know, but they're wearing it on their back, and it's just constantly weighing them down. So that's what I'm seeing with this card. And the final result, okay, we see some light at the end of the tunnel, is the Ace of Chalices, okay? So the Ace of Chalices is a good card because this card talks about spiritual renewal, you know, happiness, overflowing joy, abundance, self-serving joy, you know. So not that you provided this joy in and of itself for yourself. I'm sorry, I'm like so tongue-tied right now. But this card is definitely about someone who has put all the other influences away, aside, and really taken their own happiness and made it their liberty, made it their badge. So if reading, if healing, if energy working, if whatever you are doing is for you and it brings you joy, it fulfills you, it brings out your creative, passionate side, as we are seeing with the Queen, you know, she's also very artistic. And also very intuitive. So, you know, another chalice card we see in the final result is pointing at this is something that really does align with you. It's something that really is tailored for you. And ultimately, no one else can provide you that happiness but yourself. So take your chalice, you know, fill it up with whatever you're doing that provides you happiness and keep going. And keep going. So that's ultimately what I see with this reading. Tarouk, you've been so quiet and so observant. What do you see with this reading?
I completely agree. I completely agree with your reading. It was phenomenal. Whoever's out there and is listening, you know, you have some amazing, beautiful gifts that you should not be afraid of. You just have to work on developing them. And I mean, it's all with practice, you know, and embracing it. You were born with these gifts, you know, whether you like it or not, it's already open, you know. Ignoring them is only going to make things worse. You just have to, you know, face these abilities head on, you know, and embrace them. That's all I can say, you know. I mean, well, we only have a minute and 49 seconds left. So, you know, if you want to close the show, Aluna?
If you've been listening to us, I just want to say thank you so much. You can follow my own individual Instagram. I definitely should post more. I promise I will. Aluna Tarot on Instagram, but our main page is Triple Chalice Tarot at Instagram and also on Twitter. And we want to thank you so much again for tuning in with us tonight, and have a good night.
Evening, everyone.